Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks, yourself.
Quite fine, thanks. They are still trying to set up, but we're here.
Okay, I've made you the co-host for your presentation, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll share the screen for your presentation on software, I think.
Yes, because it's 42 megabytes, so I have to put it on PDF. So but we'll be sharing from our side so that we can see it to go through the slide.
Okay, thank you very much.
So but what would be the progress? What's your plan?
Morning, colleagues. Morning, all.
Morning, colleagues. Morning, Honorable Masulongo.
It's shocking. Mama Bula, are you online today? You came early. Yeah, Mama Bull. What's our lang? I want to go back. You see, only connected, then you left your phone. Hey, Mama Bull.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Morning, everybody.
Morning, Honorable.
Morning, Honorable Veronica. Morning, Chairperson.
Morning, Honorable Msango.
Morning, Chairperson. Morning, Honorable.
Honorable Adams. Honorable members, I did get an indication that both our secretaries are having a load shedding, but they will be trying their best. Like Ujabu drove to the garage in order that she must able to assist us. So, honorable members, I wish that we must start the meeting. Greetings to you, honorable members. I would love that they must try to communicate to each other. Honorable members, I'm taking this opportunity to open this meeting today, wishing you this day to be a fruitful day, let alone that we must remember that this day is our International Women's Day, which also we're going to celebrate as South African women in particular, but as national parliament and national people of South Africa. I don't want to say a lot, honorable members. I'm suspecting some of the things which I may say are things of our own sector, which we all know. So I'm taking this opportunity to welcome everyone who's in this meeting. I'm hoping we do have some apologies they've forwarded to myself in order that I must assist if there are problems with these two secretaries. They're saying they're staying in one area where there's a load shedding. I'm seeing that the department is here, Softball South Africa is here. Let me say that now I'm presenting this agenda in front of you, honorable members. Can anyone adopt the agenda?
Honorable Spacey, I move for the adoption of the agenda.
Thank you, honorable CBC. May I have a second of the agenda?
Honorable Zondi is seconding, Chair.
Thank you, honorable Zondi. I don't see any hand which is maybe against the supporting of the agenda. Honorable members, yes. I'm here. Hello. I'm hearing somebody speaking.
Msongo, who's a nightclub, sir?
Zondi, I apologize. You are online on TV. You are leading the committee. How can you be on nightclub? My voice was off. Please, I'm not even on nightclub. I'm on Zoom. Let me show you. I'm at home. You are misleading the committee. Can you apologize? Mr. Zondo, can you apologize? No, don't go. Apologize. Not go, but apologize.
Am I still the chairperson of this committee? Honorable members, am I still the chairperson of this meeting? I'm seeing chair,
you are still the chair. I apologize to you, Gutin Kulme. Honorable Zondo, Miss Leader of the House, I'd like to apologize to you, Chair. Gutin Gelenga Chamba.
Thank you, Honorable Mshongo. Honorable members, apology accepted. Sometimes our visitors, they must know that there will be humor in this committee. We're not always very, very they must not they must not think that they are fighting. These two and others, I know they can do this because we are human beings. We're not always very serious. Honorable members, may I ask apologies? Jabu, are you able or you want?
Yes, I'm able to chair. Good morning,
yes,
chair. Good morning,
yes,
members. Yes, chair, we've got an apology from Ms. Sibia. She's attending the Portfolio Committee on Higher Education today. We've got an apology from Minister Mtetwa, who's attending the National Coronavirus Command Council meeting. We've also got an apology from Deputy Minister Mafu, who is attending a stakeholder engagement in KZN. And we also have the apology of the Director General Mkize, who is attending to prior engagements and has indicated that the delegation from DSAC will be led by Ms. Sumaya Khan. Those are the apologies, Chair. Thank you.
May I present these apologies to you, Honorable Members?
Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable Member.
I move for the adoption of this apologies. I thank you.
Mama Bulo second. Sorry, Chairperson.
Honorable Malomani.
Thank you, Chair. I wanted to move that the apologies be noted, but as it has been done, I'm covered, Chair.
Okay. Honorable members, we must try to use our gadgets. You know that anyone who wants to speak must raise his or her hand. I thank you, honorable members. This time I'm... Thank you, honorable members. May I give...
My hand is up on the gadget.
No, I've just seen it now, honorable... Honorable Mshongo, thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Can we see the people who've been adopting minutes? Can we see their face, Chair? Because it's a culture of this meeting that anyone who speaks, we must see his or her face. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mshongo. Honorable members, we must not always remind ourselves. We need to remind our visitors, not our good selves. Every day, you must just show your face, and because of your problems and our problems of network, just show your face, and then you can switch off your video. May I start with the one who seconded the proposed and when I proposed that, can we accept the apologies? Can we start again in order that we even to our visitors, they must know how we are doing in the committee.
Thank you, Chairperson. Honorable Adams, I move for the adoption of the agenda. I thank you.
No, the agenda has been adopted. Now we're talking about the apologies. Honorable
Chairperson.
Honorable Malomani, honorable who was proposing, Honorable Malomani seconded. In that order, honorable members. We are seeing Honorable Malomani. Yes, thank you, Honorable Malomani. Who else was speaking?
Honorable Adams.
Honorable Adams. Thank you, honorable members. If you are, we are just for the first time starting to contribute or to ask, just show your face and then you must switch off your video. Now, I've welcomed everybody, the DDG, Sumai, can you take us as this committee in your overview of the department? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, members and colleagues, and to the delegation from Softball South Africa. Chairperson, I think let me first and foremost, before I start, also introduce the delegation from the department. In the meeting, I'm also accompanied by Mr. Tamzashi, the Chief of Staff, Mr. J.P. Lowe, the head of the DG's office, Ms. Nokubonga Ramalepe. We also have in our midst the Parliamentary Liaison Officer, Mr. Simeon Kanunu, and also the Parliamentary Liaison in the Office of the DM, Mr. Sibuyelen Watani. Madam Chair, I'm just going to quickly give an overview of the department's interaction and support to Softball South Africa. The focus of the presentation is as per the Portfolio Committee notice of the meeting. The briefing by Softball South Africa has to be on their financial report, the township and rural development programs, governance and related matters. Next slide. In terms of the governance, Madam Chair, since the declaration of the COVID-19 pandemic, the key Softball South Africa annual projects and programs were postponed. They used this opportunity to stabilize the governance-related deliverables by convening executive meetings in August and in November 2020 and in January 2021. The management met twice a month to keep abreast with the COVID-19 local and international developments for planning and guidance towards its affiliates. They also met with the minister, the department officials, and the members of the eminent persons group on the 10th of September 2020 to provide feedback on the report, the EPG report, and to present an action plan to address their shortcomings. Softball South Africa has clear shortcomings on black women representation. And that's how it came out in the report, Madam Chair, as one of the issues that they need to attend to. I must indicate, Madam Chair, that Softball South Africa had a very good EPG report, and in their presentations as well, you could see that despite their very small team and with no full-time employees, they were doing very well in terms of the transformation. In terms of support for Softball South Africa, the department, through the MIG grant, is currently working with the Polokwane municipality in the construction of the softball stadium. The construction of the facility started in December 2020, and it will take 18 months for completion of the facility. It's almost ready, Madam Chair, just with a few snags that still needs to be attended to. And this facility, Madam Chair, will allow softball to host all of their major domestic, national, continental, and even international fixtures and competitions. In the current financial year, 2021-22, Softball South Africa's main focus and priority project was to introduce and promote and provide access to young boys and girls in schools by establishing leagues and clubs from under 13, under 15, and under 17. Next slide. In terms of the financial support given to Softball South Africa, Madam Chair, the financial support for the 2021-2022 financial year was 4.5 million. The support that we have given them, and in terms of the SLA that they've signed with the department, it will be prioritized towards capacity development, the formalization of club development structures and leagues in urban and rural areas, and they're also focusing on the school's sports leagues. Next slide. In terms of the 2019 EPG report, Madam Chair, the overall and in all the charter areas, demographic profiles summarized in the scorecard and the following table that's in the next slide, it reflects the average predominantly Black African demographic of the organization over the past 3 years as 65%, again 65% in the second year, and 67% respectively. Over the same period, the wide demographic population of the organization was reported as 17%, 16%, and 17% respectively. It is a requirement that the business plan submitted by the national federations include the interventions addressing the findings and the recommendations of the Eminent Persons Group on Transformation Report. Next slide. Madam Chair, if you look at the EPG report for Softball South Africa, in terms of the category related to their board or their administration, Softball's transformed board demographics has remained largely unchanged at Black African 90% and 10% white. In terms of the male senior and underage teams, the underage pipeline is incomplete and underdeveloped with only one under 18 team. Made up of Black Africans 53%, whites 41%, and 6% colored stroke Indian reported. In terms of the national female senior and underage teams, the senior female national team has a white 53%, Black 27%, and colored Indian 20% profile. In terms of the coaches and the referee structure, Softball has not reported any accredited coaches. In terms of medical and scientific support base, the Federation's medical and scientific practitioner support structure is representative of all disciplines except for sports psychology. The schools and club structures, the number of participating softball primary and secondary schools, there's 281 and 236 reported. And they represent 2% of the total number of schools. The Federation's barometer forecast shows no change in the number of forecasted participating primary and secondary schools until 2030. The number of clubs and members reported in 2019 was 182 and 182 respectively. And that, Chairperson, is the end of the overview for Softball South Africa. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Members, Chairperson just called me. She's been kicked out of the meeting. She's trying to get back in, members. Is Chair back?
Is that one?
Members, Chairperson is she's been kicked out of the meeting. Hello, can you hear the Chairperson Chair?
Honorable members. may I report that I'm being kicked off. It's in and out. It's saying waiting. I'm trying, but can we now ask our visitors to give us the presentation? They must first tell us who are with them and who is the leader of the delegation. Now, just come back just now.
I'm back, honorable members. Can I switch off my video? I don't know whether the problem can be solved if I'm switching off my video. I'm saying, honorable members, let's give Softball South Africa to introduce themselves and give us their presentation. I thank you, honorable members.
Good morning, Chairperson, and the members of the portfolio committee. Leadership of the department led by my fellow Leadership Committee members, and with me, Chairperson, I'm with the Treasurer, Mr. Woli, Mr. Mohali, our Vice President, and online, we also have Madam Mohali, the Chairperson of the Next Committee, we have the Vice President of Rwanda, and we have the head coach of the National Government Chief. Thank you. I'm now going to prepare the presentation. I'm going to share it with you. I'll go step by step. Sport of Softball South Africa, led to the Football Committee on Sports, Art and Culture, by myself, Mashida Matadero, who is the President of Softball South Africa. We initially prepared this report for the 18th of March, and the meeting was brought forward to today, which is the 8th of March.
Chairperson, Dennis Joseph here.
Yes, Honorable Dennis.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt, Chairperson. I raised my hand, but the sound is very poor from
yes.
The presenters.
Thank you, Honorable Dennis. I was not aware that my mic is off. I wanted to tell them that you can't hear them clearly. I don't know what they must do. Oh, it's worse. I don't know. We can't. You are not clearly heard by us. Yes, it's being worse now.
Chairperson Madlingozi here.
Yes, Honorable Madlingozi.
The presentation here is dated 18th March. I don't know whether is it deliberate or is it a mistake. 18th March 2022. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, it's wrong. You are right. They must correct. Today is 8th March. Thank you, Honorable Matingos. It's just on our screen.
Chairperson, can you hear me?
Can just a moment.
We can hear you now, Chairperson. Thank you so much.
Honorable members, the Softball South Africa, they were supposed to come on the 18th of March, and because of us, we did ask them to come today, but it doesn't mean that they were not supposed to change the date. The date today is 8th, it's not 18th, please. And also you must switch the veto because you are sitting in one place. The veto must just be off, and then please talk to us. Thank you. Are you with us?
Yes, we are with you. We just want to sort out.
Yes, we are very clear now. What is the problem now?
Sorry to interrupt, Chairperson. We lost the sound now. I hear you asking, but yeah, I just want to confirm we lost the sound.
No, I'm asking what is the problem with them? They are just quiet.
Chairperson, can you hear me?
I do.
Thank you very much. Sorry, our apology.
No problem.
Technical problems that we have experienced.
Yes.
Our executive summary will cover governance, township and rural development, financial report, and other matters that we would like to report.
Yes.
My slide is not moving. Sorry, just wanna. Thank you, Chairperson. We said in terms of governance, we will deal with the following performance indicators, and they are listed here. And we've got a graphical representation. We said the indicators will look at the constitution, the bank account, whether as an organization we have audited financial statements. Are we affiliated to sports confederations in various provinces? And are we a member in good standing with FASCOC? We look at our relationship with the department. We look at the provincial schools. How do we relate to provincial school structures? And we also check ourselves with regard to elections of leadership at various provinces and districts as well as national level. Chairperson, this report covers a period from 2015 to 2022. When we took over, we decided to do road shows to actually establish the extent as to how far you saw ball in various provinces. So this photo simply shows our visits to various provinces with regard to checking the structures. And when we checked at that time, if you look at it, the color blue relates to the period 2015, and the color orange relates to the current situation. So it just shows where we were and where we are at this moment per province. This also relates to schools, where we were in 2015 and where we are in terms of 2022. We also checked ourselves with regard to technical officials, where we were in 2015 and where we are in 2022. In terms of governance, like the DDGs indicated, we have 51% women and 49% with regard to subcommittees that relates to men. With regard to township and rural development versus urban areas, so far South Africa shows mainly in the townships and the rural areas. The 1% relates to suburban. This is just a sample of a attendance register that we normally fill when you go for our meetings. This is as a proof of evidence that these people have attended this particular meeting. We do carry our development in terms of our own organization. We have got a document called Long-Term Participant Development that looks at the various areas. And of course, one area that has been highlighted in our EPG report is the fact that our black representation of women in the senior women team is very low. We are trying to correct it. As you can see, this picture.
Recording stopped.
We have embarked on a program to ensure that we increase the participation of women, in particular black Africans, in our national senior women team. If you look at transformation, especially from the senior men team point of view.
Recording in progress.
In 1996, the picture on the left does show how we appeared, the optics at that particular time. Now you check 2019, this is our national senior men team. It shows you the transformation that we have undertaken, and now we are proud to present this transformed national senior men team to our government and to the community and all stakeholders. We traveled a long journey to get to this point. This is a team that has just won the African qualifiers to go to World Cup. Our World Cup will be in New Zealand. So South Africa will be representing the continent. We played against Botswana when we beat them 2 weekends ago.
Recording stopped.
You can see it's a transformed team. So in terms of our budget, how we spend our monies, and we must appreciate and thank the department for supporting us financially. It shows you that the biggest expenditure that we do in care, it relates to our accommodation and traveling, because teams have to travel from one point to another. So in terms of the pie chart, AMT
recording in progress,
accommodation, meals and traveling. The expenditure, it is indicated there, how we spend our monies. The biggest chunk goes to accommodation, meals and transport. We do audit our books and also assist our province in terms of auditing their books. And then it goes to communication and media, consumables, printing, stationery, storage and couriers, visas and others. This is the kind of expenses that we do incur when we run the national team and the organization. So in terms of breakdown of accommodation, meals and transport, it shows that 50% it goes towards the flights, when especially we do international trips. And we have got partnership as well with the Guardian Court, the Togo Sun. We spend much of our monies there because we've got discounted rates that they gave us, road lodge and other hotels and other accommodations. In terms of performance as a federation, we were awarded a Federation of the Year award in 2018-2019 financial year. And this indicates our performance, and it shows that the committee that was awarding had confidence that we are on the right track. Now, we spoke about governance with that relates to part B. Here we talk about who are we, where were we, where are we, where are we going, and we do comparison between 2015 and 2022. Who are we? Remember, we told you about the fact that the constitution is an important matter, and we can assure you and confirm that as an organization, we do have the constitution that we follow and continuously revisit and amend it where necessary. In terms of our activities, we do have annual general meetings. Every year, without fail, we hold our annual general meetings. We also have ordinary general meetings, and annual, without fail, we do have that. The last one we had was on the 27th of February, 2021. We also have elective annual general meetings. We hold this meeting every 4 years. We did one in 2015. The last one is 2019. We need to bring to the attention of the portfolio committee that our term of office is 4 years. So the current leadership has been in office from 2019 and it will expire 2023. In terms of the leadership or the board composition, we ensure that we deal with gender matters, and as such, we've got 4 men and 4 women in the executive committee. So as to the vice presidents, we've got 2 positions for vice presidents. One is occupied by a male, another one is occupied by a female. We have subcommittees that help us to deal with governance. We have disciplinary committee, appeals, constitutional infrastructure, tournaments, development, women in sport and disability, a committee that deals with hard performance and medical. The breakdown of the members is reflected there. Yes, we are aware of the challenges we are facing, whereby in some committees we have got more men than women who are addressing the matter. When we took office in 2015, Softball South Africa was put under administration by SASCO. So in 2011, we were appointed as an interim committee to actually take the organization out of administration. And we did that between 2012 and 2015. And as such, in 2015, we had a properly elected organization. And I was elected the president at the time. So what we did, we traveled the country. We made sure that we put structures in place. We elect new leadership in provinces and ensure that the following matters are in place. Mainly that each and every province must have a constitution, bank accounts, audit financial statements. They must ensure that they are affiliated to the provincial sports confederation and have a better relationship with the department at a provincial level. We establish provincial schools structures and we ensure that our structures are meant by elected leadership. So when we took over in 2012, this was the picture. When we visited the province, we found that many provinces had no constitutions or their constitutions were never revisited or amended for many years. Some provinces at the time did not have bank accounts. Some did not have audited financial statements. And some did not affiliate to sports confederation. Some did not relate to the provincial departments. Some did not have school structures and or elected leadership. So at that time, our compliance was very low. As a result of this trip, we established that there were few provinces that complied with the relevant indicators as reflected on this particular slide. The same we did, and we established what are the number of clubs in a particular province. Starting with Eastern Cape at the time, just to give an example, in Buffalo City we had only 6 clubs. Alfred Nzo 14, OR Tambo 12. That's what our audit reflected. In Free State, that is the picture that we found. And in Gauteng, that is the picture at the time. KZN, the picture at the time. And this is the picture in Limpopo, also based on the number of districts. That is the picture in Mpumalanga, Northern Cape, Northwest, Western Cape. And when it comes to technical officials, this is the picture we have, where in terms of umpiring, we have a level 0. We have 5 umpires, we have 4 scorers, and the number of coaches, which is 185. When the DDG spoke about accredited coaches. We are talking about internationally accredited coaches at the time. So our international mother body, they have started a new coaching program. And as a result of that, our coaches are going through that program. And the picture posts 2022 will be different. As we speak, we've just recently taken 2 coaches to be accredited and they are now certified. So in terms of umpiring, We have 3 certified internationally certified umpires, so they can umpire World Cups and other international championships. But the picture of level 0 to level 4, it relates to our internal qualification program. We have the following picture in terms of the EPG that relates to the number of schools that are actually playing softball in different provinces. So this slide talks about where are we in terms of our current term of office and how are we performing with regard to the performance indicators as we have indicated of chosen. You have seen the picture before. This is a new picture. Let me talk about Eastern Cape as an example. With regard to the performance indicators, they do have a constitution, they have a bank account, they have not as yet audited their financial statements, they are busy compiling them, but down you can see that they are a member of Sports Confederation, their relationship with the department is positive, they have a provincial school structure, and they have elected leadership. And in the coming months, we are going for elections with regard to Eastern Cape, so they will be able to correct the situation around audited financial statements. Same with the Free State, and you can see that with other provinces we have moved, we don't have red marks anymore. Our new province is Northern Cape. We are busy with them. We have given them a draft constitution. They'll be going for an AGM to actually adopt the constitution. We have an interim structure there, hence they're still struggling to deal with the bank account. But post the elections, then we'll be able to open a bank account for them. They are interim structure. They don't have finances to audit for now, so we'll be taking them to an elected AGM very soon. So you can see with regard to the other provinces, our indicators are very positive. So in the past slides, we had a low compliance rate, but now if you look at this particular slide, you can see that with regard to the constitution, the number of provinces that are compliant at the moment is 8, bank accounts 7, audit financial statements 5, our relationship with the various stakeholders 999, elected leadership 7, because of the matter that I've just spoken about, Northern Cape still to go and Eastern Cape still to go. Softball is played according to geopolitical boundaries. We are complying with regard to the requirements of our department. We don't have a problem in terms of that. So this is a picture with regard to the current situation around the number of clubs in any particular province and a district. This is the situation in Free State, Gauteng, KZN, Mpopo, Mpumalanga, Northern Cape, there's an improvement there. Northwest, Western Cape. I need to point out that for the very first time, Chairperson, Northern Cape will be bringing a schools team from the province that will represent the province for the first time. So we have moved. They were not participating in the past, but with the coming National Schools Championship, they will be represented. With regard to the technical officials, this is the picture. We have an improved situation. If you look at it, you will see that with regard to WPSC international level, we have got an improved situation with regard to number of umpires. Locally, yes, we also have an improved situation We are working hard with regard to women representation on this particular matter. So it's a matter that we are focusing on. And I believe that in the next 1 year or two, when we present to the portfolio committee, we'll be able to give you a different picture. We have scorers. You can see in terms of scorers, it's an interesting matter. We've got more females than males with regard to scorers. And we have seen an improvement, and we are also busy working on the international accreditation. Coaches than females, but we are also working hard to make sure that the situation is improved. And I need to report to the portfolio committee to say, as softball, we have taken a conscious decision that our women teams will always be coached by women, and the head coaches will always be women, to make sure that we deal with that situation. And the situation is like that. For instance, in our midst, we have our head coach of women, Mamoloko Tifone. That is the direction that we have taken. This is the picture with regard to schools. And this matter, the first document is the EPG that we have completed. It shows that there is an improvement. And we are busy also, you know, trying to recruit more schools to play softball. We still need to increase these numbers. Where are we going beyond 2023 as an organization? We want to ensure 100% compliance with regard to our performance indicators. That is mainly the constitution, the bank accounts, audited financial statements, relationship with our stakeholders, and to ensure that each and every province on an ongoing basis they do have elected leadership. With regard to the township situation, rural development, what we're doing in the township and the rural areas, we do capacity building. We also look at the club locations. We do long-term participant development. We are busy also looking at the question of infrastructure, making sure that there's an access to facilities, in particular in these areas, namely the township and rural development. In most cases, we do capacity building with the relevant provincial departments. We work together with the provincial departments. For instance, like we said, we are focusing on the Northern Cape. We have done capacity building, targeting coaching, and the main participants were scholars and the teachers. We have done the same in Mpumalanga, because Mpumalanga and Northern Cape, We are addressing them as province that needs particular attention. So that's why we are putting more energy there. We educate educators, scholars, and members of the community with regard to softball. And we have done the same with Northwest as well as Eastern Cape. In Eastern Cape, we targeted coaches to ensure that they are able to do train the trainer and go down and train other members of the community. In terms of the footprint of softball, the footprint of softball is reflected. You will see that in Eastern Cape, 100% of our clubs are located in the townships and rural areas. So you see the same thing in with regard to other provinces. However, there's a different situation with regard to Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. In KwaZulu-Natal, the clubs that exist are in the urban areas. And in Gauteng, the split is 33 number of clubs, and you see 7 clubs in the townships. And we do have development clubs that we are creating. Historically, we had challenges with regard to the situation, i.e., for instance, in Soweto, whereby clubs collapsed in that particular township. We are now reporting that we have got two new clubs that we have established. We have a club in Palm Ridge in Soweto, in Gauteng that we have established. And we are actually going back to the old clubs, ensuring that they come back and play in Gauteng. But if you look at the situation nationally, you will then see that softball is played mainly in the townships and rural areas. But this is our footprint in terms of our sport. So in terms of training development, we have established long-term participant development plan. So the current training and capacity building programs are derived from this particular plan. And the plan entails the following. We identify the current gaps in our sport system. We provide guidelines for problem solving. We develop a guide for planning for optimal performance for all stages of player development and a framework for full support, for full sport system alignment and integration. This is designed on based on empirical, practical playing coaching experiences based on scientific principles. We do have a relationship with the high performance centers that assist us in terms of looking at the scientific angle. These are some of the pictures that we took as we move around the country. So, as a federation, we have made progress on the development of new infrastructure. There's a stadium that, with the help of the department, that the department is building in Polokwane, 3.5-seater stadium. This stadium will be able to host continental, national, as well as international events. We do have a stadium in Cape Town that was built from 1996. So this stadium also do have the capacity to host the continental as well as international events. And we do have two more stadiums in Limpopo, one in Mankweng as well as the Shield, that can carry 500-seater capacity. These pictures relates to the stadium in Polokwane that is under construction. This is the stadium in Cape Town. This is the stadium that carries a capacity of 1,000. It is an international stadium that is able to host international events. This stadium did host under 18 World Cup in 2011. This one is the stadium that is getting built in Mankweng. Now we're dealing with finance. I'm going to give our treasurer to say something about finance. Yes, just a moment, Jefferson. Our treasurer's name is Mr. Lohodi. He will deal with financial matters. Thank you.
Thank you. He must just show his face and also at the end, the office is saying that he didn't hear whilst your line was not clear who is present with you because they want to record. Okay, Treasurer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, and good morning to the members. This is me.
Yes, you. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. I'm going to take on the financial part of the presentation. So we're looking at four matters, the audited financial statement, explanatory notes, income streams, and expenditure patterns.
This, Mr. John, get off. We must not see your name here. We must see the name of the treasurer. So, which means we are still on. We must see only one person, and you must switch off your mic, Dr. John. Switch off. Yes, there you are, treasurer. Treasurer.
Chairperson, John is the treasurer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. As I've said, Chairperson and honorable members, that I'll be dealing with four matters. So, on the audited financial statement, I think as the President has already alluded to the challenge that we had previously when we came to office in 2015, is that the period while we were under administration, we had a disclaimer. And since we took over, we then had unqualified audits up until currently. So during this period, we've been audited by the AGSA, we've been audited by the Internal Audit Unit of DSEC. And as I put there, there were just two housekeeping issues that they raised. Actually, it was a matter of not signing some of these two documents. We've forgotten to sign them. Now, on the explanatory notes, it's just that we just want to inform the committee that we don't have full-time employees. All of us, we are just volunteers. We don't get paid. There's no allowances. We don't get any stipends. We don't get any honorarium. The only thing that we get is that when we travel, we just got reimbursement for the kilometers that we have traveled. So, and one of the things that we prioritize is where we spend public funds. So we can report that 90% of our procurement is from 100% black businesses. There's only two big accounts, as we have mentioned in the presentation, that most of the 75% of our expenditure comes from accommodation, meals, and transport. So we are using Flight Center for the flights and car hires. We use the Tsohosan for the accommodation. So they've given us better rates there. So yeah, this is a photos of the volunteers that are doing a helpless or thankless job assisting us as the executive. These photos were taken in two African qualifiers tournament that we had in the previous 2 years. So the only thing, we just thank them by buying this chair so that they can, everybody who comes to the tournament can see that they are volunteers. So the, in terms of our revenue stream, we without DSEC will not survive, and we really want to really appreciate the good work that the department is doing by supporting us, because private sector unfortunately does not want to support us. We also do have support from National Lotteries Commission, even though we always cry that the money that they allocate us is not sufficient, but at least we do get something. So basically that table just shows the income that we have received since 2016 to date. So now, in terms of the expenditures we've explained in the executive summary, the accommodation, meals, and transport, because as federation, we are event based. So they take the bulk of the money. So hence the average for this past year is 75% of the total expenditure. So we thought we must just break it down per year so that members can see where we spend the funds. And then the on other matters that we just want to deal with is on the eminent persons group. Well, Lotteries Commission funding African qualifiers, footnote international participation, including rankings. So the EPG, the acting DG Sumaya has presented on it. We are not going to re-emphasize what she has presented. We know we have met with them, we've met with the minister, we've got an action plan we are trying to address, but most of the issues we have already dealt with them. So on the national lotteries funding, basically it's just a plea to the committee for NLC to really prioritize international participation funding, because as South Africa, we are far from everybody. And we normally don't get good competitors for us to prepare for World Cups, Olympics, and so forth. So we really need them to, I know they've got their own way of funding, but maybe as the committee, that's one of the things if we're supposed to say, what can we take from softball, is that we really need to speak to National Lottery on funding for international participation. So on the African qualifiers, they've already dealt with the matters. We've seen photos of our senior women winning the African championship 2 weeks ago. And we are also happy to report that in terms of the world ranking, we are doing well. We are number 10 in terms of the men. We are number 25 in terms of the women internationally. So we want to crack the top 8 in the men. That is our target. We also want to be within the top 10 in the women as well. And it's a continuous progress. So these are the annexes that we have attached to the report, Chairperson. Can I then hand over to my president? Okay. Actually, that's the end of our presentation. Thank you. I'll hand over to President.
Thank you, Treasurer. Chairperson, let me go back to the introduction part.
Yes.
The delegation of Softball South Africa is me, Mashilo Masitela, the presenter, the president. And we have got a vice president with Mr. Mohale. We have got the treasurer, Mr. Lohodi. We've got the vice president, Nolwandle Nongauzi. We have got Mohadi Mswazi. She's a chairperson of a subcommittee that deals with women in sport and disability. We have got our head coach, Mamoloko Diponi. She's the head coach of the senior national women team. This is our delegation, Chairperson.
Thank you, President.
Madam Chair? Mr. Mkhongo's hand is up.
Okay, because...
And Mr. Mazungu's as well.
I'm not sure whether their hands are up, because I'm going to call that now the members, they must engage. I don't know why these hands are up. Let me hear from Mr. Mshong. Your hand is out. And can we take the presentation out of the screen?
Thanks, Chair. My hand is up twice. I wanted to ask their videos, because he was calling names, but I did not see them on the video. That was my concern. But my hand is up for even for questions, Chair.
Now I'm not yet called the questions. Let me go back in your first question of that. They must show their faces on the screen. Everyone must lower his or her hand just now.
Chairperson, this is the president.
Just a moment, Honorable Mashingos. Please lower your hand. I'm still addressing Honorable Mshongo's question. Lower your hand. I don't want yes. Talk to us, President.
Chairperson, this is the President. This is my face.
Okay. The next member.
Vice President Mohale, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you. Come again. Yes, thank you. Where are others that you mentioned? They must show their faces. Please, Honorable Dennis. Honorable Dennis, please. President, you mentioned about seven of you. I don't know whether you were just mentioning them. Want to be sure who's in this meeting today. I'm suspecting that's why Honorable Mshongo wanted that they must show their faces. Mamoloko, talk to us.
Good morning, Honorable Mamoloko Dipone, Head Coach Senior Women.
Thank you. Happy International Women's Day. Another member. Thank you, Mamoloko. Another member.
Nolanda, where are you?
Any other member, in order that we must record those who are present in this meeting today? Okay. Honorable Dennis, lower your hand, please. Lower your hand, Honorable Dennis, yes. Mswazi, we are speaking, but your mic is not on.
Oh, my apologies. Mswazi. My apologies. Yes. Yeah, Mohaidi Mswazi, the chairperson of Women in Sport and Disability. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Women's rights are human rights. Happy International Women's Day. I thank you. Any other member?
Chairperson, the other member who locked in was Nolande Longausa, the Vice President. I can't see her yet, but we will check with her.
Okay, thank you. Let's thank you so much. Can now I give the honorable members to interact with the presentation. The first hand was Honorable Mshongo. Honorable Mashingosi. Honorable Adams. Honorable Mamabolo. Honorable Sibisi. Honorable Veronica. Honorable Zondi. Honorable Malomane. Honorable Denise, in that order. Let me start with Honorable Mshongo.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, we welcome the presentation. But Chair, I'm concerned with the presentation because, for an example, the first question, the department has allocated a developmental plan or developmental budget. But the presentation is not convincing. You see a register, you say there's a development. There's a slide also a register to say here people have signed, it's not enough for me to be convinced that there's a development. We see stadiums which are not even good looking. You say this is an international stadium, and that international stadium is questionable. Where is it? I only saw the one that is in Cape Town. The Lugua one, where is it? And I know the one that is in Cape Town for information. And there's a picture where you see there's building structure. How much is it, that building structure? Who's subsidizing the build, the structure of that stadium? And where is the stadium? And I'm concerned the way they're saying that in Soweto. Where in Soweto? I want to go and see the club in Soweto. Where in Soweto? Directly this question to the department. The department, is softball going to have access to school? Or another question to softball, do you have any access to school? Because school sports is so important. Do you have access to school? Which school have you made contact with, or there's a softball at school, especially in the rural areas or Emakasi in townships, so to say? Now, another question, I think it's clear the DG is not here. You know, transformation doesn't take that you have two ladies, five or seven gentlemen. It's not a transformation. Transformation is holistically, there must be diversity. And I don't see that club being diversified as it is. And I question that. And one of the reasons that I wanted to find out the allocation of budget, there was a year which did not have budget, which is 18 and 17 or 17 and 18, the year. What was the reason for you not to submit documentation or the required plans that you were supposed to submit, because you did not get funding at that time? I wanted to find out, given the high rates of gender-based violence, does softball has any other policies in safeguarding this? Can you share with us what are your policies, especially regarding GBV? And have you ever received any claims or allegations against your coaches or your administrators regarding the GBV? And what have you done to date? And do you have any NGO that you're working with that works with GBV? I think what you can give me, maybe give me a picture. When was it? Who was the complainant? Or was it sorted out or not? And I think one of the footprints that I wanted to find out, this small participation that you'll focus on Model C school, I think it is clear, Ruti, we don't have, in my view, we don't have any developmental sports, especially softball, as we're talking today, in our township level. And I don't see any role model that I know of that will say, I'm from Orlando High, my role model in softball is X. Because for young people to get exposure, to be involved, they must have someone that they look up to. Now, I think maybe we need to get an understanding. How are you marketing softball in townships? And then lastly, finance. Who are other sponsors? Who are, if Lotto has sponsors, again, sponsor, how much was it, the allocation, and what did you do with that? And Chair, I wanted to welcome this presentation. First time in this committee that we have softball. I think we have to have interaction with the softball, because I wanted to find out what made softball not to qualify for the World Participation World Cup. Thank you very much. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mkhlongo. Honorable Mahlinkosi.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would love to welcome the presentation from the softball delegation, and I'd love to greet my honorable colleagues and the department and everyone. Chairperson, on the documents that I've been reading about this softball, on these documents that are supposedly being drawn by a PCS Gauteng, the signature of this PCS Gauteng, there is no name there, but it is again the PCS Gauteng. Now it brings the question whether PCS Gauteng is a name and the same name of a person or is a company. And looking deeper into on the company, I see that there's a management consulting services. Is that management consulting services the one that the softball has, you know, acquired to do their books and their accounts? And yes, so like somewhere on these documents, Chairperson, PCSG is more like about management and everything else. Another question that I have, Chairperson, is when and how come an organization that was created for and by women got to be overtaken by men? What happened? How did that metamorphosis happen? And as some of the documents are saying, softball is exempted from income and is approved as a public benefit organization, under which public benefit activity under the Section 30 is of, you know, it is falling under. Is it a sport? If it is a sport, surely the administration, development, coordination, and all the sport in which its participants take place will be on a non-professional basis as a pastime, if it is exempted from tax. And now, if it is like that, and why is it? Why are they here looking for support funding? If they are supposed to be a PVO. Now another point that comes to mind is if they I heard that they say that they are not getting paid. Surely their remuneration cannot be exceeding a certain amount. So definitely they will be a POB, PBO, and they won't be getting much money except like donations. And and if they are a PBO as they claim to be, they cannot compete in the marketplace with any profit making entities. So why are they performing and competing for profit, Chairperson? And another thing is like, has the softball applied to SARS for an exemption? An exemption that says that they are a PBO. Another question, Chairperson, that I have is, reading on their documents, and there's this thing about black and generic black. I don't understand that. Black and generic black. Really, it doesn't make sense to me. I don't. I would love to have a clear, classification of people, black and generic black. What is it? And on their pie chart, Chairperson, they show that they have more than 50% of international flights, as their president alluded. Where are they going? What are they doing? What is happening with all that? Where are they flying to? Chairperson, I will stop there in the meantime. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Mashingosi, Honorable Adams.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chairperson. I will switch off my video. Thank you.
Thank you.
I also wanted to join the other colleagues by welcoming the presentation, although it's after 5 years. Softball have to bear with my questions because I draft my questions due to the report that I received. Chairperson, the Federation Softball South Africa has not met with any parliamentary Portfolio Committee in the 4th, 5th and 6th administration. The challenges in achieving development and transformation in sport is due to a dysfunctional school sport system. Has the Federation tried to create partnership with schools in order to introduce softball as a sport at school level? Chairperson, on slide 7, the demographic profile, Mpumalanga and Northern Cape has the lowest rate of number of clubs. 2015, almost nothing. 2022, a kickstart. What is the cost of the lowest rate and what are the Federation intent to do with to assist the provinces for established clubs? And slide 11, township and rural development. 79% township and rural clubs. I would love to know in which provinces these townships and rural developments are, and the 21% in suburban clubs. I just wanted to know that. Chairperson, slide 26. They mentioned that they was under administration from 2012 and 2015. What is the cost of your under administration by SASCOC? Slide 29, outcomes of audit. 9 provinces, you indicated 9 provinces, 6 no's and yes for 3 have. My question is, do these provinces register with your federation without a constitution? And you also mentioned that the bank accounts are also 6 no's and 3 yes. Audited financial statements, 7 no and 2 yes. If you reported about bank accounts, do you support them financially? Same with financial statements. Are you reported as no financial statements from certain provinces? Do you think it's a positive way of handling finance? Chairperson, and my last 2 questions. Under Provincial Sport Confederation, members only 3 provinces. What is the status of the other 6? Are they not members registered under your federation? In slide 29, relationship with provinces, school departments. 6 provinces, no. 3 provinces, yes. How do you relate to these provinces? What is the reason for no relationship? I thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Adams, Honorable Mamabolo.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Mine is not a question, but a comment and a compliment of some sort. I want to compliment the work, the good work done by Softball SA, and congratulate President Matsitela and his executive. It is very good. I mean, it cannot be that we always come here and criticize the work done by the federations without complimenting. I mean, not personally, I'm happy that Matsitela. I see the games are back here in Seshego. We're enjoying softball each and every weekend. We used to enjoy softball during those days of Seshego Cannons and Lebakgomo Wild Beast. So now I can see the games are back and we're happy to see them. We're saying continue to do the good work. Also go to schools and make sure that these children, they play softball again, because it's only school sports that can take them, these kids off the street so that they don't indulge themselves in this nyaube and substance abuse. So Chairperson, mine is just a comment and compliment. Well, I say softball is a, let's move South Africa forward. Keep on doing the job, the good work. Thank you very much. Bless you.
Thank you, Honorable Mamabolo, Honorable Sibisi. Honorable Sibisi. Let me, in the meantime, give to Honorable Veronica.
Thank you, Chairperson. I also have a bit of, let me just put on the video. Okay. Thank you for the presentation. My questions are as follows. On the slide, biggest expenditure, why in 2020 during the COVID period did you have the highest expenditure? My second question is, how many girls are included on grassroots level and introduced into the sport in general for province? I think it's important to create these opportunities when girls are still young to ensure that they are taken up in the system, because too often we see that girls or women are being excluded. So if it is possible, can you maybe give us an update on the transformation of women in South Pole since 1996 and how it appears now? Then I also want to ask you if you can maybe reflect on your safeguarding policies. SASCOC gave a 3-month time frame to establish these policies, and I just want to know how serious are you about safeguarding. And then also maybe if there are cases of abuse in softball, where can the victims lay their complaints? And my last question, I just want to know, is there any coaches accredited, and if not, why? Thank you.
thank you, Honorable Veronica. Honorable Zondi.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, we welcome the report by the leadership of softball. I think I'm covered on many questions. I only have one and two comments. In terms of the transformations, Chair, I think they are doing very well. I'm satisfied with the progress made from 2015. It is representing the demographics of our country. Let's hope the capacity is there too. But if they are the African children, it shows that the issue of the transformation goes with the capacity as well. Chair, I have a challenge on two issues. In terms of the capacity and the programs they are rolling out, I noticed two provinces that have no clubs, and that is Gauteng and KZN. The stadiums, the clubs, they are coaches and the programs. But in terms of the stadiums and clubs or sports facilities, I saw the Mpumalanga, Eastern Cape, and Limpopo. They achieve 100%, but they have, in terms of the, I'm talking about clubs in rural areas, as they alluded to. I'm comparing KZN and Gauteng. I'm comparing it with Mpumalanga, Eastern Cape, and Limpopo, because Mpumalanga, Eastern Cape, and Limpopo are rural provinces, just like KZN, partly Gauteng, but I don't know what are the challenges if their rollout seems to be in the last 5 years failed to get even one outside the urban areas. I just want to know what's the problem on that. Other than that, Chair, I wish to Ron Shongo covered me on these stadiums that were built, that are being built currently. But Honorable Shongo said he wants to see. May Nasala would propose that we visit these stadiums that are being built, but further propose that we need to have, I'm proposing that we have one province and one international stadium. Which department, Chair, just want to know the average or standard of the Isosful stadium, maybe Zamalin, because it seems as if it's not that big. If an international stadium in a capacity of 1,000, which means it's not that big. But I just want to know which is a Malini order so that...
how much is it? Each.
Yeah, so that's going to reiterate and request something that we can't achieve, we can't afford as a department. Yeah. Chair, I think he love.
That is all I had, Chairperson. Thank you.
Okay. Honorable CBC, are you back?
Yes. Can you hear me right now, Chairperson?
Show your
Hello?
Face and switch. You must show your face and switch off the video because already you are struggling with the network. We've seen you. You can switch off your video and then go on, Honorable Member. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Let me join my colleagues in welcoming the presentation. And indeed, there's a lot of questions and statements that has been said concerning the issue here, development and the issue of school sport. Datema Fritella, Mina, I will be worried. In particular, in KZN, KZN have 11 districts, and we don't, out of these 11 districts, which mostly are rural because we only have one metro in KZN, which is Durban. In school sports, softball is only played in Pinetown, only. I'm saying this because I've got a background. I'm coming from school sport. Softball is only being played by Pinetown and only, and partially at Umlazi. Now, I'm checking in terms of your development, because you, in one of your slides, you have where you presented your long-term participant plan. Does your long-term participant plan speak to rural districts with their rural local municipalities? For me, it's a shame that in your community, it's being led almost by Africans. But in terms of development, there is nothing that is being said. I mean, in your presentation, like other colleagues or honorable members have expressed, going to Mpumalanga, you will find it's only five. Going to Northwest again, you are still lacking. I know that you said in your office you are not getting paid, but you've got, you only volunteer. What is your long-term plan that we speak to? Making sure that softball iyadlalwa kwaNongoma.
It's played in Ongoma.
Iyadlalwa emakhaya
aseMnambithi.
Yes, so that we will make sure that we are all inclusive. I mean, it's unfortunately that we tend to undermine the people of the rural areas, and we behave as if bona, they are not part of South Africa, or there is two South Africa. When it comes to those sports who are privileged, I mean, they are just being overlooked. And also, my questions to the department, the DG Khan, I will always refer this to you because you have been part of school sport in KZN. I mean, now we are fortunate we are in South Africa. What is the plan, like other honorable colleagues have asked, what is it that you can do to develop softball in other areas? Even in your department, you have a budget that will make sure, we have stadiums for softball. Emakhaya, la
in rural areas where...
Because
you wish to be part and parcel of these sports codes. May I stop there? Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Sivisi. And then now let me go to Honorable Malomane. Open your mic. Open your ears.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Can I switch off my video?
Yes, Honorable Malomane. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Let me also take this opportunity to welcome the presentation and the overview from the Department and Softball South Africa. Mike, the first question that I want clarity on is on the slide 3 that was presented on the overview from the department vis-a-vis the presentation by Softball South Africa on the issue that there was a budget for 2021-2022. Their main focus and priority project was to introduce, promote and provide access to young boys and girls. I don't see it on their presentation speaking to this priority to say how many young boys have been developed, how many young girls have been developed. I think it would be proper for them to present to us if there are anything that has been done during that financial year as it was their priority, as it was presented on the overview of the department. The other matter that I want to find out on the issue, yes, we welcome. They've done something. We can see on the outcome of the audit, there's an improvement. But I just want to find out on those that are left out without being done, like the constitution, I can see it's been done. The when we're speaking about the, I think it's the bank account or the audited financial statements and other things that have not been done on the outcome of the audit. When can we expect that it will be done? Can there be any time frame so that we can monitor whether they are doing well or not? And the other thing that I want to check, because their main responsibility for them is to organize and run tournaments in South Africa, in all the provinces. How many tournaments have they run so far? And on the issue of development of softball at all levels, which is schools, universities, and masters, is there anything that is done? Are there any schools, tournaments, universities, or masters? What, how can they maybe give us an information? And on their plan, they said that for the plan that is speaking to the issues of the challenges that they were having. So can they please present the plan or forward the plan to us so that we can see what is it in detail on their plan as they think they've got the plan. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Honorable Malomane. Honorable Dennis.
Thank you, Chairperson, and I'd like to thank the presenters in the department for the presentations. I'm covered by most of the questions. I just want a few points for clarity. Chairperson, first of all, I would like to just comment to the department for the engagement with the SSA. And then I would like just to ask the acting DG, some accountants, to clarify one or two things. She made strong focus about black women. That percentage is low. I want to know what is the engagement with the department on that point. And then Acting DG also mentioned there's no full-time employees, but in the report or somewhere, I think there's a comment about, I want to know if there was no CEO or other senior staff, what happened to them if they were there. But the comment made by the DG is there's no full-time employees. So who's doing the work, basically, is the question. And then I would like the DG also just to confirm, you know, I'm not sure how many people over the team or in finance from the DG side, department side, the figures quoted, the DG said, acting DG quoted a figure of 4.5 million financial support, 2021-22, financially. I just wanted, Ms. Khan,
we didn't see your face.
I'm sorry. My apology. Yes. I just wanted to, sorry, Chair. I just wanted the Ms. Khan to confirm if the figures spoken by.
May I be allowed to say that you are so handsome today, presentable?
That's for me. Thank you, Chair.
You can switch off your video.
Thank you. I just want to confirm with Ms. Khan that the financial reports figures quoted by the entity that is correct according to the financial statements or the support given by the department. And then I support the comment earlier by one of the members about the accredited coaches. My question is, what is the impact on the entity with no accredited coaches reported? And then the acting DG also referred to 70%, I think, only white participation, or as we can call it, white Africans. One of the members referred to diversity. So I think we are two members. We need to just get the clarity on that. To the entity itself, Chairperson, I want to commend them for the improvement, although it's, there's a long history. I can hear from the other members, and the report indicates a long history, but there is an improvement. But the improvement of the last 5 years does not separate the COVID-19, the 2 years of COVID-19, 20 and 21. So, you know, my question is on the improvement that was so significant. Where was it done? In that COVID years, 20 and 21, or prior to the COVID years, within the five-year term context? I'm asking my question. I would like, Chairperson, on slide 18, there is a reference made to the 75% for accommodation and meals and transport. I would like to, that's all together, so I would like the entity to forward us the breakdown of the percentage of the accommodation, the meals and the transport separately to make up the 75%, including the 4%. It's 4% on a slide. It says, slide 18, it says others. Would like to know what is that others is covered, but that they can forward that to us in writing. So yes, Chairperson, in closing, I think there is a big difference between slide 29 and 30 of the previous 5 years, and slide 45 obviously brings the improvement as other members have referred to. But I think on slide 30 still refers to leadership, elected leadership, I think is still the issue on slide 45. Particularly Mpumalanga and the Northern Cape. I support the members' questions about the outstanding information, particularly slide 75, audit outcomes for 2020 and 2021, as well as the annual reports for year 20 and 2021, that specific years. And I think the last comment I want to make, Chairperson, is the comment made by most of the members in the department about the school sports that appears to be still dysfunctional, the system. But we know that is across the board in many other sports. Hence the memorandum of understanding with the Department of Education is so important. For now, that is my comment, my question, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Dennis. Thank you, Honorable Members. Let me just have some comments, because I can't repeat the Honorable Members, nine of your good input, suggestions, and questions. So let me thank the department and also
the softball South Africa. Firstly, I would love to say that we are happy that you are hearing that you are going to one of your teams to play with, qualifies to play with New Zealand. That's a big achievement after these years that we've been having problems with your softball South Africa. Also, I would love to say that out of what you have presented to the department and your good self, that you have got no sponsors and also no full-time staff. But when we are looking at your turnaround strategy, that today you have got unqualified audit report, we are encouraging and we are seeing that your leadership, whatever gaps that all the members are identified, you are going to try and close the gaps, because where you are coming from, and today we've done what we've seen and you are reporting to us. And then also there was an appeal from the leadership of Softball South Africa. I don't think that as a committee we can enter on your request that the NLC must assist and find you. I'm suspecting also even the department, the only thing that we encourage you is to apply. And then maybe when we're applying, there are things that are lacking, then even the department can assist you. But it's people's decision, leadership of the NLC, they do have the ways that you must qualify or not qualify. But I do understand you feel that if you can have more strong financials, you can do more. But all I can say that honorable members are asking questions, but we are noticing that you have done huge improvement. But in the improvement, we cannot just be not to ask and ask you to close the gaps. Some members, they did give some indication, how can you do some of other things that are outstanding. But I'm saying that we are looking forward, come next time when we are coming to report to us, we are thinking that you will be where we wish to be. I've seen this thing of transformation. I've seen your pictures. And then the transformation and the scorecard. Your scorecard is not that bad, honorable members. In some positions, you have balanced. It's as you have reported, you have seen that where you have male 7 of them, we are noticing that that's what we want as these leaders of this committee. But when we are noticing in the leadership, you have tried your best, hoping that the other outstanding issues, you can try to do your best, but we are hoping that we are seeing light to you as this present leadership. I thank you. Now I can
take it back to the presenters, but each department must come at the end. I thank you. To you, President.
Thank you, Chairperson. Colleagues, members of the portfolio committee, leadership of the department, Chairperson, on behalf of Softball South Africa, we wish to acknowledge and welcome the comments made by the portfolio committee members. We are saying whatever gaps that they have identified, we will go back and try to address them as Softball. And we are a developmental organization. And I need to also bring to the attention of members that softball is an amateur sport. It is not a professional sport. So as such, we differ from other major sports like cricket and soccer and so forth. So we are more of a developmental organization or a federation. And I want to say that I'm going to try to answer many questions posed. Some, if I don't, we will try to make follow-ups with documentations as requested. So I just want to say to the members that what we will be doing as Softball going forward, we are going to invite you to our events so that you can see for yourselves, and then it will close the gaps between what you have identified and what is happening on the ground. I also want to indicate to the honorable member who said, where is a club in Soweto? We do have two there. We have a club, Dobsonville, and Protea Clan. We also have, we're working with an NGO, Boys Club. It is an international NGO. We have a relationship with them. They are based in Protea Clan. We are developing young kids there, both girls and boys. And furthermore, for your information, we'll be having a Legends tournament in Soweto, where we'll be honoring our legends. There are lots of legends there in Soweto that are known by the people on the ground. And so we will invite you, because you are based in Soweto, it is near, you can make a turn and you'll find the legends, and we'll be having games there. Colleagues, I want to say, and to the members of the portfolio committee, that our strategy of development is anchored via the school sport. And I want to bring to your attention that nationally, softball is played in schools. And I want to bring to your attention that we'll be having a national schools championship from the 19th to 21st of March. With softball, will be playing in Captain Park at Red Sox. We will forward the invitation, so that the members, when they have time, they can come and have a look and have and see by yourself what is happening. So therefore, I wish to indicate to you that softball is played in schools nationally. We have a national school structure. This school, national school structure, they are part and parcel of our members. They are represented in our executive committee as associate members. Just to let you know that before this national schools championship, the eliminations were done in these locals and districts. Teams were selected provincially. And now what we're going to have on the 19th to 21st, it will be provincial teams, players selected by provincial structures. So, honorable members, we have that footprint as softball. As far as the question of diversity, I must indicate that as softball, we have moved an extra mile with regard to the question of diversity. And furthermore, that we have policies in place that help us to govern this organization. I want to indicate to honorable members that we have also a national team that qualified to represent us at the World Cup in Argentina. This is our under 23 men that will be going to represent the continent for that matter, as we are the number one in the continent. Furthermore, we will be having senior women African qualifiers. And so far, South Africa will be participating there. And we are hopeful that we will emerge and go and represent the continent again. As to the 21-22 financial statement, we wish to bring to the attention of the portfolio committee that we have a draft audit, draft financial statement. Our financial year ends now in March. We'll be going through audit and we'll be going to the AGM in August, where we'll be able to adopt the audited financial statements. And post that, we'll be able to supply the committee and the department and other stakeholders the audited financial statements. I want to clarify, what does PCS Gauteng mean? PCS is the name of the auditing firm, the name of a chartered auditing firm. There are auditors, qualified chartered accountants. Gauteng simply means that this company has got two offices, one in Cape Town and another one in Gauteng. And because our offices of SOBO South Africa were based here in Gauteng, it is this branch that actually audited our annual financial statements. They call them PCS, and they say they are also management consulting company. So that is their name. It has got nothing to do with us. And the issue of black and generic black is a matter. These are terms used by the department when they do the EPG report. And they are as such. That's how we are being audited and actually checked as to whether we comply. Generic black, it's all inclusive, and we also talk about African black. One member of the committee asked a question as to where are we flying. We have events, and some of these events we have to fly. For instance, I just gave an example that we'll be going to the World Cups. One in Argentina, the other one in New Zealand. So as we use this money for transportation, and the big chunk of this money is then taken by international events. We are likely to have the qualifiers for the women in Botswana. We'll drive and fly there. I want to also inform the portfolio committee that in March, starting from the 25th to 2nd of April, we will be having national championships in Cape Town, Athlone, at that particular stadium that you have shown. We will forward the invitation so that if the portfolio committee members do have chance, they can come and witness the picture of football in action. We have shown you a slide that talks about the rural areas. Softball is played mainly in rural areas. So therefore, you'll notice that the majority of our clubs come from the rural areas. When we have other tournaments that are played in rural setup, we will also forward the invitation to the members so that they can come and witness where the sport is played in rural areas. In December, just to give an example, we have an annual tournament that takes place in Lewago. And also, we have an annual tournament that takes place in Atteridgeville, September. So we'll make sure that we continue to invite portfolio committee members so that we can come and have a look at the facilities where we play in the townships as well as in the rural areas. We are happy that together with the government, we'll continue to address the question of access to facilities, and we appreciate the fact that they are helping us with the construction of the stadium. I wish to indicate that the reason why the sport was under administration in the past, it was mainly because of non-compliance with regard to governance. And hence, after our elections, we concentrated a lot on this particular matter. And today we are happy that we have managed to address governance issues in our federation. It is a continuous process because annually provinces have to go for AGMs, they have to audit. Yes, there might be some lapses here and there, but we are dealing with them. And for that matter, we have the monitoring compliance officer who deals with the issues of compliance in softball. And today, we can simply say that we've got one or two provinces that we need to deal with. In the next 6 months or so, for instance, Eastern Cape will go for an AGM. We'll deal with that compliance matters. Our provincial structures do have relationship with the sports confederations, provincial sports confederations. And as a national structure, we are a member in good standing with SASCO. And I wish to indicate that we have a tertiary structure. That is a structure for the universities and colleges. They have their own national championships annually, whereby universities and colleges play together. This structure are also in our associate member, are part and parcel of us. And for that matter, we also do invite them to participate at our national championships. They will be there in Cape Town this month. And I also want to deal with the matter that relates to the masters. We do have another associate member we call the Masters Division. We recently held a tournament of Masters last year. And this year, the Masters tournament will be played in Limpopo in September. We will forward the invitation. And we are expecting lots of clubs that will pitch, come and play at the Masters. And we welcome members also too. They can join and play with us. Question of transformation in KZN and Gauteng. It's a work in progress. We are busy in Gauteng in the townships, trying to increase the number of clubs in the townships. The KZN matter, we are busy also addressing it. We also have softball being played at the university, KZN University, and KZN will be coming to our tournament this year again as schools. Yes, I can say it's a work in progress. It's a gap that has been identified. We are busy working on it. But when we were asked about the question of where do we develop the young boys and girls, we run a league in every province. In these provinces, this is where young girls and boys play. But to come and have a look at the picture, they come in under 15 really reflect a situation whereby you see the young boys and girls playing the sport. And we use this kind of equipment also as a federation to develop teachers and also to assist the schools.
Sivuyile, switch off your mic. Honorable Kaula, switch off your mic. Honorable Kaula, switch off your mic or the host must assist us. Thank you. I'm sorry to do that, President. Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, so we will be having this tournament. It will be played by under 15. So the under 15, both girls and boys will be playing. And after that, we'll be able to select a provisional national team that we will develop and give it more attention, take it through high performance, make sure that they are up to standards, and we'll be taking them to African qualifiers to actually go to the under 18 World Cups. So that is how our program is going to be functioning. Colleagues, I'm about to conclude. We were asked a question as to whether do we have safeguarding policies or whether there was an incident reported to us or not. I need to brief the portfolio committee and say, yes, as of all, we do have safeguarding policies. And our safeguarding policies also align to our international mother body, World Baseball Softball Confederation. We do have a safeguarding policy. And we are sharing it with our members. It's a continuous process that we are following and addressing it. Yes, I want to indicate to portfolio committee members that there was an incident reported to us late last year about an allegation that one of our national coaches by the name of Eric Nichols did violate someone. We wish to indicate to you that we were briefed that the matter happened in 2016. And at that time, Eric was not our national coach, but at the same time, this matter, we followed it up, we investigated, and we asked Eric Knowles to step down from his position at the time. During the process of dealing with the matter, the complainant reported the matter to the police. And the matter was then taken up by the police. So the police were still investigating the matter. They had a brief interviews with Mr. Eric. However, down the line, Mr. Eric Knowles took his life. And as a result of that, we could not proceed with the matter as it was in the police hands. And it is for this reason that as softball, we have got no comments to do further based on the fact that it is under the police and the accused or the allegation against the accused or the accused has passed on. So in the past number of years since we have been in softball, we have never had such kind of incidents. It is only this matter that happened some time ago in 2016, but only reported to us last year. So as we speak, the accused has passed on and the matter is with the police. It is on this note that, colleagues, I want to say thank you. If I have not addressed other matters, we will try to address them, whether in writing or verbally. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Is anyone from your team wanted to say something in case that they are thinking that you have left something? I'll give that opportunity. But if not, I'll be giving our department. I'll see the showing of hands. I will ask the Honorable Dennis to lower this hand. This hand has been in up since then. It must be lowered. Yes, thank you, Honorable Dennis. The somebody is calling Chairperson. I don't know who's that. I'm not yet, Honorable Mashingos, wanting the follow-ups. After themselves and the department, Honorable Members, they will be coming back telling them which questions they are not yet answered. Please lower your hand, Honorable Mashingos. May I have any other intake from our visitors? I will see if they are showing off ends. If not, I'm giving it to our department and then the members will come back.
Chairperson, our member says they have got nothing to comment.
Oh, okay, Mr. Lichoti. GDG, Sumai?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Chairperson, and thank you to SOFPOL as well for a very informative presentation. Madam Chair, with regard to the access to schools, I think the colleagues from SOFPOL have given a very detailed response to that, but let me just indicate that SOFPOL is a priority code for school sport. It's one of the 16 priority codes. And as has been indicated, they have been part of the National School Sports Championships since its inception. They participate from grassroots, from the district level, and bring their teams up to the National School Sports Championships. And they are one of the codes of sports that has made a big effort to ensure that the school sports structures are in place. I think colleague has already indicated the details of where they participated and what's still to come, Madam Chair, so I'm not going to repeat that. With regard to the issue of, I've heard the colleague Maningozi talk about the black and what's black and what's generic black. And I think that was also responded partly as well by SOFPOL. Chairperson, when we look at the transformation charter, or especially the EPG report on transformation, there are 19 codes of sport. SOFPOL is one of those codes of sport that are part of the EPG process. Now, clearly, the whole idea for us is to ensure that in terms of the transformation charter, sport must actually display or must actually display the demographics of the country. And if we use just the generic terms like black, white, colored, Indian, etc., or black as in inclusive of colored and Indian, you're not going to get a true picture. And hence the report asks very specifically for black African. And generic black is the all-encompassing a title for black people. So it includes black, African, colored, Indian. So if you look at the transformation report, it will give you a report to show what the generic black component is in the different charter targets. And it will also give you what the black African component is, because for us, that is the important one, to show that, yes, indeed, they are moving towards a case of where the code is is displaying or is actually making an effort to ensure that the demographics of the country are represented in their courts. The majority of the people that make up the demographics of the country are represented. So hence, that is how the Transformation Charter speaks of or actually defines African and Black African. Then, Madam Chair, with regard to the plan to develop sports, softball in other areas, the stadia, etc., I think, Madam Chair, we all know we've had many presentations to this committee in terms of infrastructure development. It is not our core responsibility, but we cannot do sport or we cannot actually develop sport without access to infrastructure. And hence, our intervention has been through the MIG funding. And as we've already reported, Madam Chair, we have started with the softball precinct for two reasons. One, you need to give a home to softball, because if you want to grow the sport, you need to make sure that they start to have facilities where they can host and they can play that facilities that are of international continental standards. The other area, the other reason for a softball precinct in Polokwane is to actually make sure that we take major events to other parts of the country instead of the bigger metros. So softball has a home, like tennis would have a home in Mahikeng, where you're going to take the international competitions or continental competitions, so that as much as you play, your sport is then making its contribution to the economic development of the country and of those provinces as well. But we are in the process, Chairperson, of looking at the mix. At the moment, there's a dire need for us to look at facilities that can cater for many codes of sport. Softball has very specific needs and in terms of how the facilities are. And we will then try with the municipalities to see how in the future we look at including them as part of the mix. But again, Madam Chair, we must be mindful of the fact that facilities are built by virtue of the fact that there is an IDP, and communities would then make their input into the IDP, and likewise softball will also be encouraged to do that. So that's the issue of the infrastructure. And then we note, Madam Chair, that there's a request for softball to send their plans. We will actually follow up with software to make sure the plans get through the committee. With regard to the budget, yes, has software complied or can we agree on the budget that they presented? Madam Chair, software gets their income from various sources. There is funding from the department, but they may also generate funding from their membership or any other sources. With regard to the funding that they get from the department, Madam Chair, we would have the last report from them as at the end of 2020-2021. They have received their funding for 21-22. They will be using the funding, and at an appropriate time in the new financial year 22-23, they will then start to provide their reports. Noting, Madam Chair, that we will not be giving them funding if they do not account for it in terms of the Public Finance Management Act. So yes, they have accounted as at the last report to us, and we will wait now for the next report, which will come at the once they finalize their audited financial statements. They presented it to their General Counsel, and then they will submit to us. So then we can verify whether it's been spent, the money has been used for the intended purposes. With regard to diversity, yes, we presented the slide in terms of the demographics of profile of softball across all the charter areas. The charter has more than 42 areas where the federations have to submit information. We have reported, Madam Chair, that softball has not given us information in some of the areas, and I think they have also alluded to it in their report, where they were lacking in some areas or they've not, and they've measures now to look at that. But if you look at overall, we have presented on their demographic profile across all the charter areas as being 65% and 60, over 3 years, 65%, 65%, and 67% Black African. And then the white demographics over the 3 years, some same 3 years, is 17%, 16%, and 17%. Meaning that their overall demographic profile shows a greater percentage of Black African people, and 17% is of, and the other statistics I've given you is of the white, and what is remainder would be the generic Black. So that is the statistic there. Madam Chair, let me quickly touch on the area of the safeguarding. I think from our side as a department, we started to make many, many efforts to ensure that we review this area of safeguarding, because it's coming up in many of our conversations, and we're getting a lot of reports around some of the codes of sports that have shown that there is a risk of safety to our young athletes and also to the administrators, etc. So what we've done is, yes, there is a safeguarding policy that SASCOC has, and a lot of the codes have to actually sign in and commit to that. And we are addressing those challenges in safeguarding and sport. While SASCOC has a safeguarding policy, we are going to ensure that it's included as a prerequisite when we provide financial and non-financial support. In addition, we have initiated safeguarding measures in the National School Sports Championships that we are now have been rolling out now as a starting point, because of the understanding that most children are in the school sports sector. So these measures also include the establishment of the safeguarding of children subcommission under the Safety and Security Subcommission, you know, when we run these school sports championships. And furthermore, each province is now obliged to appoint a safeguarding officer responsible to monitor the safeguarding of learners and athletes during the event. And part of the steps prior to the event, the safeguarding officer, together with the SHEPTA mission, is required to brief all the managers and coaches on the safeguarding of children during the event, and we're also providing a code of conduct. Madam Chair, as we now go into three weekends where we're going to have school sports activities, there is a workshop that is also planned. There is somebody who has assisted the AU. The AU has a handbook of safeguarding, which they've made available to us recently. And the person who has assisted them will also come to South Africa and assist our commissions here for school sport in a workshop. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you so much, TTG. Any intake from the department, except the answers that have been given by DG. Any intake? Honourable members, can I take now this opportunity to give it back to the members? I'm having the hand of Honourable Masingos. Honourable Masingos.
Thank you, Chairperson. The president of football said that he will endeavor to answer all the questions asked by the honorable members, but he failed to answer mine. Look, the chairperson, there are documents here that are clearly saying that PCS Gauteng is an accountant, you know, firm that did all the accounting for softball. But on the letter that is signed, there is no name of a person that is responsible or in who is you know on that letter. There is no person that is signing under that. And why is the person not signing on his or her name under that? And also looking deeper on those company, you know, information, Chairperson, we see that it is management consulting services. Now, the question is the PCS Gauteng an auditor and accountants firm? And who is the person who is signing on behalf of PCS Gauteng? Yes, Chairperson, another question that I ask you is softball exempted from income tax? If softball is exempted from income tax, why did they written on this document that they are exempted? And if not, and if they are, what about the fact that if they are a PPO, they should be dealing with development, coordination of sport in participation, just as a non-professional basis, as a pastime. And if they are not, why are they competing? Why are they playing around and asking for money? I asked those questions, and there was no straight answer that was given to me, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Mountengose. Honourable Adams.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and thanks to the Federation for their response. But Chairperson, on slide 24, I noticed that there was 5 appeals. What was the cause of the appeals? It stated 3 men and 2 women. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Adams. Honorable Mshongo. Honorable Mashingos and Honorable Adams, lower your hands.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Chair, I think I want to concur, Honorable Malingos. We are not answered. I've asked where in Soweto. Soweto has more than 45 wards. I wanted to find out where in Soweto, where there's a club and no clubs. Where in Soweto? And I've asked, Chair, yes, I think there was a proposal that we must go and visit the stadium, which is built, and I've asked, the picture that they gave us is not a nice picture of one of the stadium. The grass, it's a little bit grassy. And then there was a colleague of mine who asked a question, how much does it cost to do a softball stadium in totality? Grand stadium, the grands and everything. How much does it cost the facilities just to have that? I didn't get an answer on that. Chair, I hear the department. Does the department monitor or do an oversight to SASCO complaints or issues raised on GPV? Because, or what mechanism does the department have to do an oversight, especially on the GPV in different sectors or different sporting codes or federations, so to say, via SASCO? What mechanism do they have or what mechanism do they use for us to see what this disease is killed? See, I think I'm happy to hear what this department is working on, make sure with the all sporting code. But we are talking about softball. Can you give me how many schools are participating with softball? This is an amateur development sports, but how many schools are participating? Do they have access? Or we still going to talk to the other department, which is, it's really delaying, Chair. I think I became a member of Parliament 2014, and that was still saying, no, there's this negotiation, we'll make sure that all sporting codes will have access to schools. Now, the question is to softball, do you have access to school? Which school have you worked with? Can you give me 5 in Soweto, 5 in KwaZulu-Natal that you are working with? Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mshongo. Let me take it back to the presenters, President of Softball.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me respond to the last question about names of schools. I think it will be fair if we send you a report about the names of schools, but I know the schools. I can give you 1 or 2 schools that play softball. the Wakomo High Place, so forth. And you have digital that plays so forth. So, but it will be proper if we just send you a list with regard to the names of schools. The picture of the stadium that you're talking about, it is sad that it's not good. We need to remind the portfolio committee members that these facilities belong to the municipality. And yes, the grass is not cut, but we are expecting the municipality to cut the grass. So we have sent you this picture because we needed to prepare a report, and we had to prepare it in this season where it is still early in January and the municipalities are still struggling to cut the parks and stadium. There was a question as to where in Soweto, Dobsonville. We have a club named Dobsonville Softball Club. It is playing in Gauteng Softball League. The issue of softball, yes, it's not a profit organization. We are not registered as an NPO. Yes, for that reason, we are exempted from paying tax. And that's how we are structured at the moment. Now, with regard to the management letter, where there is a question as to why it is not signed, I wish to refer the members to our presentation, Annex A, page 4. Annex A, page 4, you will see that it is signed, and it's signed SPCS Gauteng. And then the name there is Chartered Accountants, SA, Independent Auditor. And below the word Independent Auditor, there's a name there. The name of the person who signed is Sean Reiser in Johannesburg. So these are some of the questions that I still remember. If I have not answered others, I'll wait.
Cost for stadium.
The cost for stadium, it's a moving target, but I can indicate that with regard to the one in Polokwane, what has been budgeted for, it's not just a one facility. It's about five diamonds. That's why we call it a prison. The cost estimation there is about 89 million. So it will differ from one place to another in terms of the sizes. It's kind of that the normal pitch, which doesn't need many things. You're looking at plus or minus 5 million for a simple softball stadium.
Thank you. Thank you, DTG. I'm suspecting you do have a question to answer about the monitoring of SASCOC and the issue of JPV violence.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I have the Chief Director who deals with Federation support. He will take us through the mechanisms we have and how we track the federations and as well as work with SASCOC. Mr. Sumpiwe Ngube.
Okay. Mr. Ngube.
Good afternoon. Good morning, Chairperson. I've tried to show my video. I don't know whether it actually...
Very clear.
Okay. Thank you, Chairperson, and good afternoon to the members of the... Good morning to the members of the Portfolio Committee, the leadership of softball, as well as the departmental leadership. Chairperson, on the issues of oversight on the GPV related matters with SASCOC in particular and other federations. What happens, on quarterly basis, we get a report from SASCOC, which basically covers a wide range of issues. Some would relate to matters of complaints, which we would have received as a department, complaints coming through various channels, which we then channel to SASCOC to handle and deal with. They will then give us a status of those complaints referred to them on quarterly basis. Chair, what we have, however, noted that there is a bit of a deficiency in terms of the firstly the enforcement of the just the minimum requirements when it comes to policy and policy matters relating to GPV. Hence the indication from the DDG that moving forward, that is in the new financial year, we sought to infuse into the Federation's compliance requirements the issue of the policy on GPV, which will also extend to the declaration of procedures in terms of what should be followed by the members of each federation should there be incidences or cases of a GPV or any other related matter. That is the area that we believe we would be, if we were to implement, then we will strengthen in particular. Then we would also, Chair, be making it a reporting requirement. So instead of a SASCOC report, a reporting on individual cases that have been brought to our attention, we will then make it a reporting requirement of the federations, so that every report that they submit to us will indicate, and we will then be able to periodically collect the statistics, and beyond the statistics, we will collect the actual. Well, obviously, we may not have the detail because some of the cases obviously may have sensitive information. So we would collect at least the statistics and broadly how those cases would have been dealt with. That is the area, Chair, of improvement. But we acknowledge that at this point, that mechanism has not been infused into the system, but we are going to institute that moving forward. And I think we also need to appreciate that the questions that are being raised actually help us to look at the mechanisms to ensure that we close these gaps and ensure that we can collect the information and monitor better. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Simpiwe. When I'm looking at the answers, we still have an outstanding response on the slide 24, the five appeals. If the leader of the delegation of softball can respond or give it to anyone.
Chairperson, one of my questions is still not been answered. Chairperson,
Honorable Mahlengos, we need to listen, Honorable Mahlengos, we need to...
I asked a very specific question. Apply to SARS for an exemption. And when was that document received by the Commissioner? They never answered that question, Chairperson. They never answered that question. Has softball applied to SARS for an exemption, not to pay tax? And when was that document received by the commissioner? That's all I'm asking, Chairperson. Thank you.
Honorable members, when you want to do a follow-up question, you are also allowed to raise your hand, not just speak on the floor. Because if I allow to one member, one other day, members will think that, why are you allowing this? I do hear Honorable Mashinkos, but you must do a procedural way of doing things. They've had your follow-up again. Now you have got about two follow-ups, the one of Honorable Adams of Five Appeals and the one of Honorable Mashinkos. Can the leader of software delegation respond? Thank you. Honorable Mshongo, lower your hand. It has been up.
Thank you, Chairperson. With regard to exemption matter, we are not a profit making organization, although we have not registered as NPO. We do pay other taxes like VAT and so forth. However, in terms of if you are a non-profit organization or a public body, it is in the general rules of SARS that you are not supposed to be paying tax. And on the issue of appeals, I'm struggling to find the question, I mean, the slides that they're referring to. Oh, okay, I got it. It's slide 25, where it talks about appeals. Appeals, yeah, is the name of the disciplinary committee. The disciplinary committee that deals with appeals lodged after members have been taken through the disciplinary process. So in this committee, we have three men and two women. That is the split in terms of gender. Thank you, Chairperson.
You are not yet answering that question. Did you hear the question? Or do you want me to ask the member to repeat the question?
Please, Chairperson, let them repeat so that I can.
Honorable Adams, can you repeat your question?
Thank you, Chairperson. I did ask what was the cause of the appeals. Thank you.
May I ask this? Do you have appeals that occurred during this term of yours? Yes or no?
Honorable Chairperson.
If you have DC, it's for those appeals. But do you have an outstanding appeals or do you have any appeals which are with you? Thank you.
Honorable Chairperson, we don't have any outstanding appeals. All appeals have been dealt with. Thank you.
I'm seeing Honorable Mashinkos still on our charter. Can I give you, Honorable Mashinkos, the chance, your last chance, to say what we are written on our chart?
Thank you, Chairperson. The question is, yes, the gentleman here is answering that. Yes, it is not an NGO, whatever, but my question is very clear that is softball a PBO or is it exempted from income tax? And if it is, when was the document done and when was it received by the commissioner? That's all I'm asking, Chairperson. Thank you.
I'm sorry. They've tried to answer you twice and you are coming back. So can I give you for the last to clear your good selves. And then I will open this again.
Chairperson, thank you very much. We are a constitutional body, and we have not applied to SARS for tax exemption because there was no need. Thank you.
DDG, are you now? Because Simpiwe did answer. Are you fine? You don't want to say something, DG?
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I think we're fine. We've covered everything. But just to say that we appreciate all the questions that come before us. It helps us also as we process, you know, reports from other codes of sport, so that it strengthens our own monitoring mechanisms and accountability as well. And when we come to the portfolio committee, we are able then to provide more information as we believe the expectation of the oversight committee is. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Honourable members, can I take this opportunity firstly to thank you, honourable members, to be always in the committee, always doing engagements, on always giving suggestions to our entities and seeking clarity questions. Also, softball leadership, we are still here until the end of the term. We'll always call you when needs it to be, and we're hoping that you have done what you have reported to us, and you have listened on what honorable members' suggestions and asking you the improvement in some other areas. By these words now, I'm saying we are releasing the department and your good self. We thank you.
Thank you, honorable chairperson and portfolio committee members. We appreciate the questions and the engagement. And as of course, South Africa will go back and do a reflection and check the gaps that have been identified and strive to address them. And we thank the department and the portfolio committee. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you. Now you are all released. Honorable members, let me thank you again.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Let me thank you again, honorable members. Can our administrators flight our last point, which is minutes, the minutes of the 1st of March. Honorable members, look at your page one.
Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable Song.
Sure. I move for the adoption of the minutes, but I wanted to check with Chabu, do they still have a mechanism to check what outstanding documents or anything that we requested from the minutes? Do they have that Excel document that I was asking for? They had it before, now it was stopped, but I'm hip with the minutes. I move for the adoption. I wanted to ask that question.
Yes, any second on what Honorable Mshongo's proposal for adoption of the minutes?
Honorable Zoni,
hand is up.
Thank you, Honorable Zondi. Jabu, I'm hoping that Jabu and you, Zoleka, you are hearing what Honorable Mshongo is saying every day in our meetings. We do ask information and an outstanding. you must go back and look at each and every minute and proposal in order that you must check those who are not yet giving us those responses, even like today and other days. So we are reminded, please go and remind people. I'm suspecting you do, two of you, hearing what Honorable Mhlongo is saying.
Yes, Chair, we hear the Chair. We do have the matters arising in the Assembly, Chair. We will circulate it to members as soon as we've appointed the candidates for today's meeting. But we do share it with the Department, Chair, to remind them of the resolutions and the requested information that the committee is requesting.
Maybe if you don't mind, because if we can have it in each and every draft minute, your resolution, in order that you must see that you refer to whatever entity or department, in order that the ball must lie with those people. Honorable members, can I take also this opportunity to thank you, honorable members. We had a good and fruitful discussion today. Let's keep up this good work, honorable members. I do thank you all, honorable members. The meeting,
the meeting, before you adjourn the meeting, I wanted to find out how long does it take for Abuja to do the minutes? Because, you know, sometimes you tend to have more sets of minutes. Because I think, for an example, my expectation today, I thought we'll have two set of minutes, the Tuesday one and the Friday one. And then it should be easy for us to move on. There's one set of minutes which are missing. Now, for next week, when we meet, we'll have two instead of having one. I'm just saying, as an example, how long does it take, or what is the process for them to have our minutes, preparation, and for us to adopt them?
Thank you, Honorable Mhlongo. Honorable Maloma.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. You know, I've raised my hands, but my apology, because they've already adopted the minutes. I just wanted to find out, because I've sent an apology to say I will join the meeting late, but I can see that my apology was not registered, and I've joined the meeting late, so, and I cannot see my name there. Thank you, Chair. That's what I wanted to note, but already the minutes were adopted. That was my,
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Honorable Malomani. They must note that. And then can you answer the question from Honorable Mhlongo?
Yes, Chair. Chairperson, with regards to the minutes, Chair, we have a 3 days turnaround time, 3 working days to finalize our minutes with the quality checking, and we send it to the chairperson, and then after the chair, we send it to the member. So the minutes for Friday, they must be submitted by Wednesday, and then quality checked and everything, and then will be circulated to members. So since it was a Friday, then they must be done Monday, Tuesday, and then sent for quality checking, and then Wednesday they should be finalized and then sent to the chairperson's office, Chair. So that is why we're only adopting Tuesday's minutes, because they were ready on Friday, and then we circulated to members, and then members can adopt on Tuesday. So when it's, so it's a 3-day turnaround time. That's the standard for Parliament, Chairperson.
Honourable members, according to my understanding, we do sometimes have more than 2 to 3 sets of minutes if we're short of enough time. But thank you for that information. This hand, you still want to do a follow-up, Honorable Mhlongo? I want to close the meeting.
Thanks, Chair. Okay. Apology. It's an old hand. Okay. Apology.
Thank you, Honorable Members. Thank you to our staff, interpreters, everyone who's with us, the hosts, the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chairperson and colleagues. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye, honorable members.